Division among Muslims is a source of affliction, not mercy. Some Muslims claim that the expression disagreement is a mercy is an authentic hadith spoken by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They therefore put this idea into practice and thus regard disunity in the Islamic world as quite reasonable. These words, which conflict with the Quran, were obviously never spoken by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. God makes division among Muslims unlawful in the Quran. In the view of the Quran, Muslims have an obligation to be united, to live as brothers, and not to be divided or quarrel. The opposite, division, is a sin. Those who are disbelievers are the friends and protectors of one another. If you do not act in this way, be friends and protectors of one another, there will be turmoil in the land and great corruption. Hold fast to the rope of God altogether and do not separate. Remember God's blessings to you when you were enemies and He joined your hearts together so that you became brothers by His blessing. You were on the very brink of a pit of fire and He rescued you from it. In this way, God makes His signs clear to you so that hopefully you will be guided. Believers are those who, when they are wronged, defend themselves. Honest and objective observation of the current state of affairs in the Islamic world makes it particularly clear whether disunity of the Ummah is a mercy or an affliction. The Islamic world is going through some of the most difficult days in its history. Muslims are unable to protect their children or their women or the oppressed. Some 1,000 Muslims are being martyred in Iraq every month. A person dies every 25 minutes in the fighting in Syria. Muslims' homes, their places of worship, and their workplaces are constantly being attacked in Rakhine, Myanmar, and hundreds of thousands have been driven into exile. Afghanistan, Egypt, Palestine, Bangladesh, or Somalia, wherever one looks, Muslims are suffering. We would now like to ask those who think that disagreement is a blessing, how they can still say that and sit back and watch as Muslims are being persecuted. Let us ask the people in the refugee camps whether or not they think that disagreement is a mercy as you stay in your homes or in your places of work. Let us ask the Muslims in East Turkestan who are forbidden from fasting and whose daughters are taken away by force, do they think that disagreement is a mercy? Let us ask all the hundreds of unknown people in Egyptian prisons whether they think that disagreement is a mercy. Let us ask the starving people in Somalia or the mothers of the babies dying in Gaza, do they think that disagreement is a mercy? Do these Muslims think that the more we are divided, the greater a mercy that is upon us? No. So what do they say? Muslims, be united and save us. The main reasons behind the bloodshed in the Islamic world and the disunity between Muslims are the disputes among them. The main cause of bloodshed in the Islamic world today is this tendency towards disagreement among some Muslims, and for that same reason, the Islamic world is unable to establish unity on equal terms. Muslims regard one another as enemies, and simply based on this distorted belief, they feel justified in killing one another and shedding the blood of their brothers. Mercy lies not in disagreement, but in uniting by obeying the Quran, our holy book. Obey God and His Messenger and do not quarrel among yourselves, lest you lose heart and your momentum disappear, and be steadfast. God is with the steadfast. For that reason, Bediüzzaman Said Nursi also described the union of Islam as the greatest obligation on the Islamic world at this time. The greatest duty of this time is Islamic unity. The path shown to Muslims by our Master consists of brotherhood, union and unity. He also said that division would lead to disaster. O people of faith, if you do not wish to enter a humiliating condition of slavery, come to your senses and enter and take refuge in the citadel of, indeed, the believers are brothers, to defend yourself against those oppressors who would exploit your differences. Otherwise, you will be able neither to protect your lives nor to defend your rights. To say that disagreement is a mercy, despite the verses of the Quran, the hadiths of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the words of Bediüzzaman, is behavior unbecoming of a Muslim. What all Muslims must do is to strive with all their might for Islamic union as God commands.